Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Here's one for today. Getting into God's stride. Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5:24. The true test of a person's spiritual life and character is not what he does in the extraordinary moments of life, but what he does during the ordinary times when there is nothing tremendous or exciting happening. A person's worth is revealed in his attitude toward the ordinary things of life when he is not under the spotlight. See John 1:35-37 and John 3:30. It is painful work to get in step with God and to keep pace with him. It means getting your second wind spiritually. In learning to walk with God, there's always the difficulty of getting into his stride. But once we have done so, the only characteristic that inhibits itself is the very life of God himself. The individual person is merged into a personal oneness with God, and God's stride and his power alone are exhibited. It is difficult to get into stride with God because as soon as we start walking with him, we find that his pace has surpassed us. Before we have even taken three steps, he has different ways of doing things, and we have to be trained and disciplined in his ways. It was said of Jesus, he will not fail nor be discouraged, Isaiah 42:4, because he never worked from his own individual standpoint, but always worked from the standpoint of his Father, and we must learn to do the same. Spiritual truth is learned through the atmosphere that surrounds us, not through intellectual reasoning. It is God's Spirit that changes the atmosphere of our way of looking at things, and then things begin to be possible with which were impossible. Getting into God's stride means nothing less than oneness with him. It takes a long time to get there, but keep at it. Don't give up because the pain is intense right now. Get on with it, and before long, you will find that you have a new vision and a new purpose. Now, isn't that the same with anything? Discipline, taking discipline. Discipline to get us to a better place, discipline to break a habit, or, you know, discipline to make a habit, right? You know, I mean, you could think of a lot of things. You could think of it in, bad habits that you're trying to break or good habits that you're trying to make. Someone who has struggled with drugs, for a long time and is trying to get clean, well, they got to go through withdrawals. That's a painful process. Even someone who struggled with, a soda drinking, problem and is, consumes too much caffeine-filled soda. There's caffeine withdrawals, headaches, there's headaches and whatever, But when you get on with it, before long, you find that you have a new vision and a new purpose. How much greater? Don't get me wrong. Those things aren't good things, especially not, not a drug thing, However, how much greater is it to get past those things and to get to the spirit, Those things have roots, of course, and they all can connect, in one way or another, they all can potentially connect into the spiritual. But you get what I mean. How much greater the spiritual side of it, of just getting into stride, into God's stride, and walking with God, just moment by moment, day by day, moment by moment, communing with him every chance we get, even in the mundane. So, they're very important. So whatever is keeping you from God today and walking in a stride, I pray that you will turn away from it and just focus on him. Draw near to him today. For softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.